What is going on, everyone? Welcome to Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. It is Friday, January 3rd, and we are so glad you are here. Maggie, we got a lot to talk about, not much time, but before we do that, I want to wish everybody a Happy New Year, and we hope 2025 treats you well. We hope it treats us well. And yeah, but as I start every show, Maggie, how you doing?
Still alive.
There you go. That's a plus. So
that is a plus. Hello to everyone in the chat. Thank you, everyone who's watching us afterwards. I hope you all had a really, really wonderful New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. I hope you had a blast because I sure as hell didn't. I was working. So this is exactly what I meant when I said that all my thoughts go out to all my, you know, colleagues who work in bartending, waitressing, you know, the restaurant business and everything. The service industry people during this time of year, all of you, you need to be paid triple, not double, triple. So, so I say this all the time to people who kind of maybe want to start being a bartender or a waiter or a waitress and everything. I say to them that this, like bartending, personally, because I'm a bartender and I can only speak for bartending. Bartending is one of the most thankless jobs on this earth. But before it becomes that, it is the best job in the world. I know that there was a time in which I was so in love with my job. And every now and then, I get a really wonderful shift. And then I text Rob, I had the most wonderful shift. And I'm. It looks as though, you know, I remember what I loved bartending. So this is what happened on New Year's, okay? So it, you know, 5:30 a.m., you know, everyone was pretty, pretty drunk and they weren't ordering alcohol anymore. So me and my colleagues were like, okay, so we're closed. So we tell the DJ to stop, you know, the music so that, you know, and everyone can take the hint and then spend the next hour fucking leaving. Thank you for, I'm sorry for cursing. And then at around 6 a.m., this couple comes into the bar. And throughout this entire time, we're just gathering empty glasses from the tables, you know, practically being busboys, and then washing glasses and everything, tidying up the place. And mind you, a lot of people are still in the bar because they're, you know, a bit drunk and can't get any cabs, by the way. And so this couple walks in and they're like, okay, so can I have two beers and a couple of shots and everything? And I'm like, okay, hi, stop. We're closed. And the guy looked around and he was like, there are 50 people inside. And I'm like, yes, and now there are 52. So instead of them... instead of that number getting lower, it's getting upper, like, you know, higher. So, like, we're closed. I'm sorry. So what the dude said gave me a nosebleed. So he said, I hate lazy bartenders, man.
Ooh.
And this was hour 11 of my shift. Hour 11. So I was like, yeah, I'm sorry. I just really need to go sleep now. I'm like, you just need to leave. And then they left, but not without making a really, really dumb remark before that. So this is exactly what I meant by, you know, praying for all the people in the service industry, because you will get zero love from people that you say no to during the holidays. And this has always been a pain in my ass. So that being said, hi guys, Thank you so much for being here. We adore you. Rob and I will never stop showing you love, for supporting us, for appreciating us, for being with us in the chat, and for giving us feedback, no matter it being positive or negative. Like, we take everything and like, we try to, you know, better ourselves with each and every show. It rarely does the trick, but like, we try. What? Why are you interrupting me?
I will say this: like, we do try to get better, but if you have high expectations, please lower your expectations.
Lower your expectations.
That's all. We'll
thank say. You, Rob. Thank you. That was, you know. Thank you. Thank you for pointing that out, because I would. Yeah. If you don't lower your expectations, you'll be disappointed, and that's not gonna be on us. So, like, just FYI. Yes. And do you want to say something else before I continue?
No, I was just gonna let you do the super chat.
Yes, thank you. So, hi guys, again, thank you for joining us. Thank you for spending your Fridays with us. Please leave a like on the video. Please, for sugar lumps on top. It is the most wonderful way. It's also free that you can support us. It takes, you know, it helps us out with the algorithm. The thing that also helps with the algorithm on YouTube is if you would leave a comment after the show is done, leave a comment below the podcast. Tell us what you think. Tell us what your expectations for 2025 are. I almost said 2024. This is going to be a bumpy ride, guys. I'm sorry. You could also tell us what kind of surprises you're looking forward to. You can talk about the Royal Rumble, the Raw, Netflix, and everything that you want. These two things are, you know, the two free things that you can do in order to support us, because it means a lot to Rob and I. And the other two ways that you can support us is by sending a super chat on the live YouTube. Chat is the little dollar sign. Any amount will get your question or statement read live on the air. You can also send a Humper Chat at humperchats.com. It makes us keep a little bit more of the proceeds, so you can go ahead and do that. And the second way is also last and definitely never least. Please subscribe to Fightful Select, the best $6 in the business. The other tiers are not with a raised price, so you can go ahead and do that. Also, the thing you can do is you can subscribe for a year and get that with the, you know, with the lower amount. So if you want to lock a full year of Fightful Select, it's only $54.
Yeah,
$54 for your entire year of Fightful Select. I promise you, you will not regret it. And with that being said, we can get on with the show.
Yeah, what we do.
Thank you, Chris.
A few super chats. He says, Chris Mueller from Bleacher Report says, "Happy New Year." Thank you, Chris. Happy New Year to you. Just Ricardo, our good friend Just Ricardo, says, "Happy." I think he says
Happy New Year.
Yep. Happy New Year. Thank you. I don't do abbreviations well. I don't know if you've noticed this. Happy New Year, coexistors. Hi, Rob and Maggie. Hello.
Hello, Ricardo. We adore you so much.
And this one is a perfect setup for us from Ryan Sullivan. Are you so excited? Can you hide it?
Stop it. This is so Maggie. Dumb. No. Just stop.
Oh, we do have another one too. Oh, from Chris. Never insult the ones who make your food or drink. That is true.
Never. Hopefully one day you will be making me food with Brian. So there. I will never insult either of you. So I adore you guys so much. You make food and you show it to me. So,
But going back to this, Maggie.
Oh, no.
What was your first, like, thought when this popped? Like, when this song started, like, for AEW Dynamite? So that okay, before, so, if hold on, be, sorry, before, if you do not watch Dynamite, the Pointer Sisters song, I don't know the title of it, but it's like the song, "Are You So Excited? I Can't Hide It," blah, blah, blah. That's the theme for AEW Dynamite now, which is just very
odd,
strange. I'll say that. It's a strange choice. It's a good song, strange choice. When I say good song, I understand why it's so popular. That's what I mean. I don't have it on my iPhone or anything. I'm just saying, I know why it's so damn popular. There you go. Anyways, yeah, what was your thoughts?
Okay, so funny story. the stream on which I watch Dynamite, you know, Dynamite started with, you know, they showed the audience. That's how Dynamite started for me. So I had no idea how actually it started. So after I went online and I watched our post show with Alex and Sean, and they start talking about this, and I'm preparing a bunch of food, and I'm like, what are they talking about? So I realize what they're talking about, and then this is how I understand that this is the song that they're using. And I'm like, now I kind of don't want to have food anymore because I kind of want to barf. This is stupid. Like, am I the only one who thinks that the best theme for Dynamite was the one that Mikey Ruckus made from the beginning?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. I think so.
Acting like it's Friday when it's really only Wednesday? Like, yeah. That was the best Dynamite theme for me. Mikey Ruckus rocks, man.
Oh, he does. That is true. And that is indeed true.
Yes. And I kind of miss that a lot. And then I find out that they took this. And I'm... Okay, so people talked about November Rain by Guns N' Roses and then huge video package that they did. So I didn't like that either. Because
you know what? I thought it was great.
Before I get misunderstood, I understand why it was awesome. It was kind of awesome. But, like, I was never a Guns N' Roses fan. I do understand how good it looked and it sounded together with the pictures and the videos and everything. I understand that. But for me, it did nothing. I was so happy that everyone enjoyed it. But it was my cup of tea. But, like, the fact that everyone else enjoys it, that makes me feel good. This is just like, it's me and the Outrunners all over again. I love everyone having fun with the Outrunners. I fucking hate them. So, like, that's... I'm sorry to Doc. I know that you love me enough to forgive me. So, yeah. But, yeah, that song was a weird choice. And then, because... Rob, you and I spoke while I was actually watching Dynamite.
Dynamite, yep.
Dynamite pissed me off so much. It pissed me off, and not because of the thing that we are about to talk about.
Because Cassidy pissed me off.
Was he? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So this is one positive about the show. So Cassidy Haynes was there. We love you, Cass. I hope you're
Cassidy
feeling better.
BodySlam.net. Throw that out.
Yes. Always shout out to Cassidy Haynes. I need to get in touch with him more. So it really pissed me off, man. I was so mad because, okay, so we're going to dive in with AEW, right? So
yeah, this is how. Well,
yeah, okay. With. So did you enjoy World's End as much as I did? Because
yeah, I thought it was their, in my opinion, I think Wrestle Dynasty was their, not, excuse me, Wrestle Dream was their best show, I think.
Okay, okay.
And I would say that this might be, I think World's End was probably their top three. I think Revolution was fantastic, but...
it was fantastic.
Yeah, and All In was good too, but I don't really, I don't know.
Well, I liked All In because I'm biased and I was there, so that's like fine. That's, yeah. For me, World's End is one of their best pay-per-views of the year. And having in mind that last year's World's End wasn't that hard to top because it was kind of there. And this year's World's End didn't have big shoes to fill whatsoever. So it was an awesome show from beginning to end. And I cried a bunch. And like, if you guys have been hanging around with Rob and I, you know that that's not a hard thing. I cry all the time. So, and because the show was so great, and we're going to talk about the great parts in a bit, that I had really, really high hopes and expectations for this episode of Dynamite because of the level of awesomeness that World's End was. And considering the fact that this Dynamite was the HBO premiere. Mm-hmm. And I was like, surely they have something awesome planned. And then nothing happened.
Yeah.
It was like something happened that pissed me off and made a bunch of people really happy that it will piss me off. Of course, we're talking about the Jeff Jarrett thing. And like, and I'll tell you what's even worse here, because this is on me. This is on me. So I worked the day shift on Thursday. And this usually doesn't happen because Thursday is my day off. And I wake up and, you know, go do my morning routine and then see that I have a bunch of tags on Twitter. And I'm like, why do I? And I have in mind that I forget that it's a Thursday and that I haven't watched Dynamite and I will be able to watch Dynamite after work. So I'm like, well, what the hell happened? And I open up Twitter and like see my notifications. And then you tag me in a post. And I saw the post, but I had no idea what it was about. None whatsoever. So, and even worse, I completely spaced out that there was going to be a Jeff Jarrett segment. I completely spaced that out. And because of that comment, I was like, what is the one thing that both Kate and I talk about all the time that we want? And having in mind that I completely space out the Jeff Jarrett thing, and I'm like, Ricky Starks is coming back. That's it. It's either Ricky Starks or Miro. Like, because Kate and I both talk about these two things. And that's the stupid thing. I myself hyped up this thing. And this entire day, I go through my shift thinking that I'm gonna be able to watch something so great and so awesome that I'm gonna be so proud. And then they have, you know, the little promo thing. Jeff Jarrett speaks, and I'm like, it's Jeff Jarrett, man. And he's gonna, and this is, again, this is in the evening. This is 8 p.m. And from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., I thought that I was going to watch the most awesome episode of Dynamite because Ricky Starks and Miro are going to come back, because this is what I had in my mind. This is, again, this is my stupid expectations. Lower them for the second time on the show. Lower your expectations because you're going to be immensely disappointed. And then I continue watching the show and I just feel incredibly deflated. And then I text Rob, this show is pissing me off. It is so boring. And I completely understand that it's probably on me. Having in mind, as a whole, Dynamite was good. It was a solid, decent show. But because I thought a bunch of stuff were going to happen, I fucking hated that episode of Dynamite. Do you know what I actually have in my notes? So during the Jeff Jarrett segment, I wrote, Jeff Jarrett puts me to sleep with his life story. Yes. So, this is, God damn it, man. Don't get me wrong. Seeing Adam Cope, it's really good. I loved it. His interaction with Big Bill backstage was funny. It's fine. I love Adam, but I don't know, man. The most accurate way of saying it is Dynamite pissed me off, and I'm not even kidding. And I was like, how can they have such a show, having in mind that the Raw debut on Netflix is right around the corner and they're going to have a pay-per-view caliber card. We still don't have any idea if it's going to be 2 or 3 hours, which is really weird. But I'm pretty sure that they have a bunch of stuff up their sleeves. I don't know if they said yet.
I know they said it was going 3 hours. I just can't
SmackDown, yes. I was talking about Raw.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, yes. So tell me what were your thoughts about Dynamite? Because I kind of want to tell a story about World's End. So what did you think of Dynamite? I know that you weren't as pissed off as I am. You actually enjoyed it.
Yeah, I didn't think it was a bad episode by any means. I thought it was okay. I thought I really liked Ricochet. I can't believe I said that. But I really liked
the golden scissors.
Yeah, I thought he did good, and he's a heel finally. I thought that was good. I liked how they are going in that direction. So it'll be interesting to see how they go with this. He looked like a madman with those scissors, so
yes.
I think that's good.
Yes. A well-dressed madman.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I enjoy that. I enjoy that. And that's it. Jamie Hayter versus Julia Hart was also good. But again, this is coming right after World's End, which, listen, this is the pay-per-view in which Kenny Omega returned to AEW on screen. And he looked so good, and he looked so happy, and that audience, like, he ate that right up. Right out of the gate, I'm mad because they're probably going to do Okada versus Omega at All In. And I feel robbed. Because it's in fucking Texas, and I just know.
I think it's going to happen before then.
Every time that they show the both of them on screen, they show the All In Texas thing. Every time.
I did not notice that.
Every time. It happens every time. And I'm going to hate the States even more if this happens, because you guys suck. This was supposed to be a London thing. So having in mind that this is the pay-per-view where Kenny Omega returned, I couldn't stop thinking about Will Ospreay, because for me, Will Ospreay, yes, I hate you guys. Yes. I love you, but I really hate you. Yeah, so I don't know if in recent memory, anyone has looked so good in defeat like Will Ospreay has this past year. Because if you kind of, you know, look back at 2024, Will Ospreay lost a lot. Like, he lost to Takeshita, he lost to Ricochet, to fucking Darby Allin, man. He lost. This I will not forget. This hurt the most. None of the others hurt, but this one did. Yes, he lost to Swerve, he lost to MJF, Kyle Fletcher, a bunch of losses, but like all of them, he looked so incredible. Mm-hmm. The match against Okada wasn't the match that we previously got for Will Ospreay versus Fletcher. Will Ospreay versus Fletcher, it opened up the main card for World's End. And I wish I could find a way in which you can have coitus with a wrestling match. I mean, like, this is, I really need to. I think that we will all benefit from that. And this is a weird Maggie thing. So we're watching the pay-per-view, right? We know that Will Ospreay had a match. Like three matches ago. Or four, I don't know how to count. Will Ospreay had a match. So then, Okada has a match. And then they face off against each other later on the pay-per-view. I can kind of understand why Will Ospreay chose not to shower, because he was busted open pretty bad. So he made that decision not to shower. Again, they don't need to show us it and, you know, mush it in our faces that he wrestled before. We know. We're watching the show. But he didn't even change his wrist tape, man. Yeah. Like, again, this is a weird Maggie thing, but like, I have a huge problem with that. Fucking change your wrist tape, man. It's not cool in either way.
Cloud makes a good point. I don't know if they were necessarily thinking this, but he did the Stone Cold Steve Austin thing at King of the Ring 96. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you, sweetie, for pointing that out. I never would have thought about that.
I mean, yeah. I could see why they did that, but I also understand your point.
Seriously, like, I can understand, you know, the hair because it's going to be wet, and but the wrist tape, man, they're all bloody and they're sticking to your. Come on, like, think practical. Think practical here. So. It is, I've always thought that it's going to be ridiculously hard to replace Kenny Omega in my head. You know, but Will Ospreay is getting pretty close. And this is kind of, for me, it's big. Like, it's not supposed, it may not be big for other people, but for me, this is a huge step. I accidentally muted my mic. Sorry.
I was like,
yes. So yeah. And it may not be a huge thing for other people, but for me, it is something awesome. And it's definitely awesome for the wrestlers themselves. So what actually happened? So this is a funny story. I'm so sorry for talking that much, but you need to hear this. So after I was working the night shift right after World's End, I watched World's End on Sunday. Then I went to work the night shift. So I've told you previously, thank you, Tyler. Thank you, sweetie. I've previously told you the story about my friend that looks like the love child between Tom Hardy and Will Ospreay. Yes. Yeah. So like, you think that I'll be all over that? But I'm, you know, I'm trying to, you know, not, you know, zen. And this is a story about not that. So, like, I see that man like 2 or 3 times a year, because he usually comes in the wee hours of the weekend, and I'm not working then. But during the holidays, I was working those shifts, and then I see him. And the moment he enters the bar, all I can see is Will Ospreay. Mm-hmm. So, and after that incredibly, very, very satisfying wrestling performance that Will Ospreay had at World's End, he like came to the bar and he was like, yeah, Maggie. And I walk right up to him, grab him by the face.
Oh, I didn't say something else. Okay.
No. And then just kiss him. I kiss him in the middle of the bar, and he was like, "What?" To which I said, "You did great, baby," and then just continued working. I'm sorry, and then I, because he was like, "Okay, what the hell happened?" And I'm like, "I promise you, it has logic behind this. You don't want to hear it, but we're good." And he's like, yeah, okay, if you say so. And then I gave him a shot, he drank a beer, and then he left. Like, everything's good.
I'm just like...
Some questions, I know.
No, it's not that I have... it's not that I have questions. It's just...
I'm sorry. Will Ospreay walked right into my bar. This is exactly what I would have done.
Wow. I
yeah.
Wow. Okay. Okie dokie. Just like, yeah, like just right out of a movie.
Yes. Right out of the movie. So yeah. So this is what I actually thought about World's End. What an absolutely amazing show. Chris Stadlander versus Mercedes Monet was such a treat to watch, man. Are you okay?
Well, when I do that, like when I go like into a place and like I walk in and give a play guy working at Home Depot a kiss, I gotta leave. I'm not allowed in
Oh,
that
we're
place.
still
So,
on that.
or
Okay.
yeah, or like, sir, this is not a Wendy's, or like, yeah, shit like that. But
I'm gonna need for someone to explain that saying to me. Sir, this is a Wendy's. What does that mean?
I'm not the person to explain things. I think
Okay,
we've
thank
learned
you.
that by now.
Yes, thank you. I really have no idea what it means. But yes. Tell me your thoughts about World's End.
I thought it was a good show. I was jealous that people got to see Okada versus Will Ospreay and unadvertised. I mean, we knew it was possible. I mean, I think everybody kind of figured that was going to happen, but the fact that
Not you. You saw that it was going to be
I know,
Ricochet.
but I mean, deep down, I really thought that was going to be the case, I think. But I don't know. I thought it was a good show. Nothing stood out. That's really all I can say. I thought it was a good show, but
What did you think about what did you think about Kenny Omega?
oh, that was my favorite part of the show, probably seeing him come
He
out.
looked so good. He looked so good.
Yeah, well,
I can't wait for his match against Gabe Kidd.
yeah, Gabe Kidd, who was on interviewed with Sean last night again, his third interview in probably a month and a half, I think.
You,
Get
I
that?
cannot get enough
Yeah,
of
it's
Gabe Kidd interviews. I will say this every fucking time. Gabe Kidd talks exactly like he wrestles. And do with this information whatever you wish.
you know what? Give me
Exactly like he wrestles.
one second. Because I had to do the notes for the interview for Sean, and so what I do is I download a transcript to make sure I don't like miss any words or just like misunderstand, and then go back and listen to it. So I'm gonna see like something real quick.
Yeah.
What he said. Let's see here. He dropped 38 F-bombs in that interview.
Sure. I mean, let's not forget that Wank Stain Loser is my favorite, insult be thanks to Gabe Kidd because Wank Stain Loser. Jesus. I love that man.
Yeah, it was good. Another good interview. But yeah,
I love
he
how
was.
Sean almost every time loses it.
And the thing is sometimes it appears that Gabe Kidd almost loses it too,
He
because
does.
like what's coming out of his mouth, he's like sometimes he has to like stop, you know, and he does smile occasionally before, like right
He
after he
does.
says something.
He
So
does. He cracks himself up because like he's that good. He's
Yeah,
that
that's always entertaining to me. Like when like that's one of my favorite things, is seeing wrestlers break character, you know,
Every
just
time. Every time. Like my favorite thing, every time I watch SNL, I love it when the people break bloopers, from TV series, movies, and everything. That's absolutely one of my favorite because, like, shows me that they're people.
Yeah, it's authentic. So, Maggie, that was AEW and AEW World End. So, I mean, we're gonna. I just want to touch upon Wrestle Kingdom and Wrestle Dynasty real quick.
Yes, please.
We were not gonna do full predictions for this, but who do
No.
you have? Because I think I know your predictions for both these matches I'm gonna ask about. But you have Kenny, by God, Omega. Obviously taking on Gabe Kidd. Just real quick, who you got winning that?
I actually think the Kenny Omega wins this.
That's who I think too. And then the main event for Wrestle Dynasty, Zack Sabre Jr. versus Ricochet. I don't see Zack Sabre Jr. losing that title.
No. Hopefully Zack Sabre Jr. mops the floor with Ricochet and then dumps a bunch of toilet paper on top of him. Because of the level of injury that Ricochet gave, I don't know if that's the right term, to swerve with that. Why were the scissors golden?
I just think they were just scissors, not necessarily like chosen for that reason. Like they're golden. Okay, so.
You cannot tell me that this wasn't because. We need some scissors for the segment. Here's this gold pair of scissors. Oh yes, that will do. No, like they were golden for a reason. I wanna say, yeah. So because you know the level of injury that Swerve has, he's probably not gonna be at Dynasty or at you know at the show.
This would be cool.
Gold standard Shelton Benjamin.
Yeah. That's why. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah. So, but it'll make sense. I'm gonna be so happy watching Zack Sabre Jr. fold Ricochet in 5, or probably in 8, because it's well known that you cannot fold a paper more than 7 times. But this is Zack Sabre Jr., so he's gonna fold your ass 8 times. Wow. I love you, Zach.
Interesting.
Oh, what does that have to do with Ricochet?
Just kind of like his character. I don't know his character. I don't know. I haven't seen that movie, so.
Me too.
Just a scary one.
By the way, Brain, I know you have wonderful taste, and you will always be absolutely 100% honest with me. I'm gonna need your opinion. Is yellow my color? This is a really simple question, and I want you to be absolutely honest with me.
Are you
if
talking,
you say
you're
no,
talking to Brynn, right?
I'm not gonna. Yes, oh, yes, I'm not. Like... Yeah, I'm not gonna be mad, and I'm not definitely not gonna cry if you say no. Okay, so why the dot dot dot? Are you not certain? I'm kidding. Thank you. Yeah, I'm just wondering because it's a favorite shirt of mine and I have no idea if yellow suits me. Thank you so much. If I could, I could give it to you. Also a big hug to you and Doug because of the food.
All right. So, Maggie, this Monday we have Raw taking place on El Netflixo.
No,
making
you're kidding.
Its debut. Yes, it's making their. They are making their debut on Monday. It's going to be a big show, like you said earlier. They made it almost like a pay-per-view card of sorts.
Yes,
they have not announced how long the show is going to be, which I still find intriguing. I'm hoping tonight they say, but
during SmackDown, right?
I can wish in one hand and do something else in the other, but we'll see. Anyways, on a 1 to 10 scale, how excited are you for this show?
Okay, so that is a tough question, Rob.
Well, I'm a 69. Sorry. I popped myself on that one. Anyways, go ahead.
You know, so us, the two of us maturing, I don't see that happening in 2025.
Oh, no, like, no.
No, no.
Maybe in 2020.
Yeah, maybe next year.
Nah, 2020.
2069, right?
Yeah, there you go. Back at the...
So, because of, you know, my Dynamite experience... Before that, I was about 9 points excited about the Raw Netflix debut and everything that happened with Dynamite. And I'm like, well, maybe calm down and dial it down to 7. Okay. Yes, a role with zero fear, because this is one of the things that I'm actually excited for, because New Day challenged Rey Mysterio for a tag team match. And he was like, a partner of your choosing. Have you mind that all of his tag team mates are right behind him?
So I thought that was kind of odd, but I mean,
super,
it was fine.
Super
I get
funny.
It. Yeah.
So the thing, the only thing that could save this, because otherwise Rey Mysterio is going to look like a total dick. the only way to save this is if they attacked all of the LWO members before it. And he's like, oh no, what am I going to do? And then, you know, Penta comes out. The hardcore guy from TNA, like Kenny used to call him. So I'm ridiculously excited to see what Penta looks like in WWE, because we all know what he looked like from Lucha Underground, from AEW and TNA. Like, we've gotten used to his persona, but this is a singles act, because Rey Fénix isn't joining him yet. So the only way to go here is for the, and this is in my mind, the feel free to not agree whatsoever, is for Penta to back up Rey for a long enough time for a WWE shop to make a buttload of money from selling his masks, because they're absolutely going to become millionaires from those. And then Rey Fénix comes and they turn on Rey Mysterio. I understand that Rey Fénix's way of wrestling isn't considered heelish whatsoever, because he's incredibly exciting in the ring. And the Lucha Brothers as a whole, the only reason why they're about to be incredibly big in WWE is because Vince isn't there anymore. And I've been incredibly honest with you guys, because, like I've said this before, I said if the Lucha Brothers were a part of WWE while Vince was in charge, they were going to run around with a bunch of piñatas around the ring and not wrestle whatsoever. But, like, because this isn't that anymore, we get to see them wrestle. And they wrestled a lot in AEW, and if you aren't familiar with AEW, you're about to be familiar with something really, really special. It sucks because, like, the package pile driver is a move that Kevin Owens just reintroduced in AEW, in WWE. Man, I'm going to be doing that a lot. Yeah, so he just reintroduced it to WWE. And the stupid thing is that Pentagon used to do that move all the time. And now he can. So this is why I say that I'm interested to see what he looks like in that different circumstances, in that different style of in-ring wrestling, with an audience that probably isn't as familiar with him as we think they are. So this is one of the most, one of the exciting parts. The other exciting part is definitely CM Punk versus Seth Rollins. But how do you feel about Penta?
Oh, I'm definitely excited to see him in WWE. I'm excited to see what he does. I know he's going to be very popular. People are going to love him. And It's going to be what we call, it's going to be good, I think. I mean, we got a lot of different things going on. I'm excited for that. I'm also excited that, obviously, for Seth and CM Punk taking place.
Yes.
I mean, we all thought this would be maybe at Royal Rumble or possibly even Mania, but the fact that it's taking place on Raw is just shows how big they're trying to make this show, which obviously...
Exactly.
You want to do, by all means, because you're trying to make a big first impression, just like AEW did on HBO Max. But, Maggie, who you got winning that match?
sadly, I feel like CM Punk is winning. Sorry. So you guys know I'm a huge Seth Rollins fan. And I used to be one of the biggest CM Punk fans. But with recent events, I grew a bit detached from CM Punk. And because I want to enjoy his work, I decided to view him as a performer, not as the person I used to idolize and everything. So this is incredibly, this is the easiest way for me to enjoy everything that CM Punk is doing, having in mind that I adored his feud with Drew McIntyre. But the reason I love this storyline with Seth Rollins is the same reason why I loved the story with Drew McIntyre. And it is because the person that you're not supposed to be rooting for is 100% right. But like, if I have to be honest here, I don't know if we're supposed to be viewing Seth as the babyface here or not. Or they actually matured and then they said that it doesn't matter who's the heel and who's the face, and you can choose yourself. Because this is, you know, shades of gray. Not everything is black or white. Like, there's shades of gray, and there's absolutely no problem with this. Because during their last segment on Raw this past week, CM Punk kind of sounded like a crybaby. Like, I don't know what he sounded like to you.
I think it was... I don't necessarily think he was like crybaby. I think it was just going back and forth. Like, I mean, that's the way I look at it. Like, Rollins is mad at him for leaving the way he did, and or just leaving in general, and then talking negative about the company that Seth loves. And then you have CM Punk, who is CM Punk, who it's his way or the highway, usually. I mean, that's the way it's always been with him.
Well, this is exactly what I mean. Yeah, this is exactly what I mean. I don't get me wrong, I adore this segment. I love this segment to death because it makes you dive in so deep between their personal relationship. And there's no way that a huge chunk of this isn't real. And that's because, like, both of them are so professional about it, and they decided to make money off of it. I loved it because, like, Seth fired back, man. And every time I'm like, there's no way I can love Seth more. And then there's a way. I adore Seth for that. I kind of feel like this isn't the only match that they're going to have.
Oh, no.
I feel like this is gonna be a trilogy again, and it's good and bad because his previous feud was a trilogy with Drew McIntyre. I don't necessarily need to watch another trilogy, but like the only way that this could work is for CM Punk to win this and then do some other stuff and then they go back to that again, but like definitely not one after the other, because if you do have a blowout match at WrestleMania, I don't know if it's gonna work, because I kind of see Seth Rollins challenging Gunther for the championship at WrestleMania, but I really don't know.
Well, I think that this man will be in challenging for the title at WrestleMania. I think he's going to be winning the Royal Rumble. I really do. Right now, I think that. Mm-hmm. But before we get started on that, Just Ricardo, thank you for the super chat. It says storyline of 2025: Seth versus CM Punk anklet on a pole match.
Oh yes,
or anklet on a pole. Gotcha.
Yes. So yes, thank you,
John Cena. Thank you again for the super chat. John Cena is returning. Cool. I like it. I'm a John Cena guy. I've been a John Cena guy since since Judgment Day 2005, I think. I was like that guy that was rooting for JBL in the match, because I just, that was bad, because I just wasn't a Cena guy. And then after watching Cena and how the crowd reacted to him, I'm like, I'm a Cena guy. I like this guy now. It was after I saw him in person when I really started liking him. But I've been one ever since. But that said, him being back is good. It always adds excitement to TV. And that's definitely what I like to see. I'm glad we're getting him back. And I do think that they are going to, in the words of, he's going to the moon, I think. I don't know if he's going to win the title by any means, but I think with Netflix being there, I think they're going to push him because they want people to tune in and they want to have a popular face, like, kicking ass for the most part. I think that's the way they're going. I could be completely wrong, because we know my predictions are often, like, out the freaking door, because John Cena hasn't won a singles match in a long time, it feels like. So
yeah, he's won a bunch of tag team matches, but not a single one.
Yeah. But
I understand what you're going, and I agree with you. I think that he will win the Royal Rumble, but he's going to face Cody Rhodes for that championship. I think it's CM Punk versus Cody Rhodes. Gunther versus Seth Rollins and CM Punk versus Roman Reigns. This is what I have.
You have I was just gonna say, you have another returning person that you're definitely looking forward to. Logan Paul returns.
God fucking damn it, man.
Yeah. So
why?
I knew that's how you felt, so I just thought we'd do that one real quick. But yeah, he's back. I get it. Netflix popularity. He's popular. It is what it is there. I get it from a financial standpoint. I understand business-wise. But something else that has not been announced, and I'm going to break it right now, okay? This person has an announcement that they're going to be making.
No.
Yep.
No.
Double J. No. He got special permission to be here. He will be on Raw with a special announcement.
No, yep. He's not.
Double J.
No.
JEFFJARRET will be on Monday Night Raw. And for those who cannot tell, I am definitely being sarcastic right now. He will not be there, but I wanted to do that to Maggie. So there you go.
Like I said, 2024 already sucks, man. Like, he was supposed to retire.
That's good,
and
because
shit.
It's 2025.
What did I say?
2024.
yeah, okay. So 2025 already sucks. He was supposed to retire. Like, the audacity. I'm gonna win the AEW title because I resigned with AEW, and I'm like, stop it, old man, go home, eat some cereal because your teeth aren't good anymore, eat some cereal and oatmeal and just watch some wrestling, don't participate in it. Jesus.
So we'll go through these matches really quick here. Liv Morgan versus Rhea Ripley.
Enough already.
Who wins?
Rhea, hopefully. And I hope against all hope. Okay? Let's just end this. Stop it. I'm fed up. I love both these women. Stop it.
Okay. You're ready for that feud to end. I get it. Understandable. Yes. Jey Uso taking on Drew McIntyre.
I hope Drew McIntyre mops the floor with Jey. He's right. Drew McIntyre is always right.
And last but not least, Roman Reigns taking on the Solo Sikoa.
Cool. This is a tough one. The easy answer would be Roman Reigns, right? Is this the main event? Or is Seth Rollins?
They haven't announced it yet, I don't believe. And if they have, somebody can tell us. But,
I feel like they announced it.
That is a woman, one. Yeah,
last woman standing match. Yes, with Rhea.
I don't know if they have announced it, but if somebody,
I feel like they have announced it.
Oh, I don't know.
But I feel like the main event is already announced, but like I'm not sure which match.
Yeah. Trial combat match too.
Yes. So
that'll make it interesting. Ula Fala is passed to him. Jacob attacks solo. Ooh.
Yeah, so that is the awesome way to go, but like not before we get Roman Reigns versus Jacob Fatu. Because we need to get that too.
Okay. They are headlining.
Punk and Seth were headline. Yeah, this is what I thought. Thank you, Carol. This is the right way to go because their segment main evented Raw. You know, the last Raw in USA. So it's just fitting for them to do that. So listen, ever since LA Knight called it Ufalafa, I just can't. I just can't.
It sounds like something you order at Waffle House, by the way.
Yeah, it's a falafel. I can't say it with a straight face anymore. I cannot take the Ulafala seriously because of that. Thank you, LA Knight. It was bound to happen sooner or later. LA Knight saying something that would pop me. It never happened before. So there.
This is off topic. I haven't watched like in the weeds for the past couple episodes, but I just saw this photo on here and I have to try to find this because I'm very curious what the hell this is about. Jeremy Lambert shoots on bitch Bluey. Throw that effer in the trash. He's talking about the cartoon Bluey.
I've never watched that and I have no idea what that is.
It's a Disney, thing. I'm not saying it's like Paw Patrol in any way. It's just a very popular cartoon amongst the kiddos, from what I understand. And see at Target or stores, rather. There's always Bluey toys around. Anyways.
Oh, that sucks.
That's probably why he doesn't like it.
Now I have to check it out and see what's it all about. Thank you for showing this to me. And I have to watch it now. Thank you.
Yeah, I know. You really don't need to. Okay, Maggie, let's do a little Cooper Effect action. How's that sound?
Yes, please.
Here we go.
This is my best grin because I know what I'm about to talk about. So, Rob, if you would please show the picture. Yep. Everyone, brace yourselves.
Let's see which one's.
This is the best thing ever. I'm not even kidding. So, the family is celebrating Christmas, and all of a sudden, this owl. Look at it. So it flies into the it flies from the chimney, like it enters the chimney, flaps around in the room a bunch, and then just lands on top of the Christmas tree. Like you see, it attacked the star that is crooked now because it landed where the star used to be, and there it just stood for a while. So they called, you know, animal rescue, say they took care of, you know, the owl. But like, you know, I adore owls. They're a huge part of my Twin Peaks fandom. And this was, you know, probably the easiest Cooper effect I could ever find. I'm going to need you to stare directly into the owl's eyes and say that you're not fucking terrified. Because even me, the owl lover and just appreciator and stuff, I'm fucking terrified of that owl. If that enters my house and lands on the Christmas tree that I never have, I'm going to shit my pants.
That's why I laughed, because I know you don't. I know you won't ever have a Christmas tree up.
Even if someday I do, you know, lose my mind and have kids, I'm going to say, "Fuck you, kids! You don't get a Christmas tree."
Wow. All right. Well, Maggie, are you ready for some jokes?
Yes, I am. You mentioned you got a joke.
I got a joke from Bryn that I'm very excited to say. Did you hear that A-E-I-O-U left the alphabet.
Why?
Do you know why?
Why?
They declared a vowel movement because of the Your face got me there. They declared a vowel movement because of the consonant, easy for me to see. Teasing, consonant. What the hell's wrong with me? I can't talk. Consonant.
Constant.
I got it. It just took me a second. I don't know why the hell I stumbled over that. Anyways, first time for talking for me, I guess. Maggie.
Thank you, Brian. I'm sure.
Maggie, what's the difference between a dollar and a pound? I don't dollar your mom.
Okay, first of all, my mom will kick your ass.
I know she would, but some people pay extra for that kind of stuff. Anyways, what do you get when you mix human DNA with goat DNA?
Brian Danielson.
Well, I was going to say kicked out of the zoo.
That's another way to say it. Shout out to Jeremy Lambert.
Yeah.
Imagine thinking Brian Danielson isn't the fucking gold.
Here's one. This one's good. My girl asked me for some lip balm, so I hand her super glue instead. She's still not talking to me.
Ricardo,
That's a dad joke. I hope.
do you talk to your dog like that? Oh
Dad.
no, your cat. Jesus.
Maggie, what's worse than two girls running with scissors?
Okay, I thought that this was going in a completely other direction because when you mentioned two girls, there's one thing that's, two girls running with scissors. No.
Two girls scissoring when they have the runs.
What's the runs?
Diarrhea. Cha-cha-cha.
Ew! What? I didn't have to know that.
Well, you asked.
Okay, 2025 is starting off with
A bang.
a
Bang, 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 bang.
finger bang bang.
Finger bang, bang. Finger bang.
Finger bang bang you into my life.
All right, Maggie, pull your shit.
Thank you. Guys, you can follow.
That's a good time for that one, by the way.
Yeah. If you guys still do that at Maggie underscore IK, you can follow me on Instagram at Maggie.IK. Also on Blue Sky at Maggie dash IK and everything like that follows after that. Again, thank you so much for joining us. We have a blast with you guys in the chat each and every week. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. A reminder, please leave a like on the video and please leave a comment below after the show is over. It helps us out a lot. Both Rob and I will be there, to reply and stuff. Thank you so much, Rob. Plug your crap
Well, guys, you can catch me actually.
with
I will be
scissors.
doing the cut it
Are
out.
there golden?
I don't know yet. But cut it out. Anyways, catch me on the post shows this weekend for New Japan Pro Wrestling's Wrestle Kingdom. I'll be doing that in the morning here in the States. And then sounds like I'm doing Wrestle Dynasty as well, so make sure you catch that. I know SP3 will be my guest for one of the sh for hopefully both shows. I know he's going to be the guest for me on Wrestle Kingdom, and possibly Scott will join
Ooh.
us, so not sure yet on that one, and might have somebody else too, but I don't know yet. So, but I'll be doing both those
So
shows
no
this
watch along, right?
No watch along. No.
Okay.
But yeah, catch me on those. I'll be hosting those. Then, guys, if you want, catch me right here every Friday with Maggie, 3 o'clock Eastern, for Fightful Overbooked, we want to say thank you again for joining us, and we do hope you have a wonderful 2025. But you can follow me on Twitter or X at Rob Wilkins. I'm also on Instagram and Threads at Fightful Rob and Blue Sky Rob Wilkins dot blah 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 blah. BlueSky.com. Just type in Rob Wilkins and you'll find me. Anyways, guys, we want to say thank you very much, and we'll see you next week. Who knows what we'll be talking about then, but I'm sure we'll have more. I don't know if we can disturb you more than we did this week, but we'll try, because that's what we do best, right?
Also, yeah, think about it, because like shots were fired this past the week's Raw. Picture it. Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch versus CM Punk and AJ Lee.
Yeah, somebody said, who said that in chat? Somebody said that. They made
of course they're going to say it. It's me. Everyone knows my AJ Lee fandom.
Well, I know, but where is it at? I want to see it. They said, I can't remember who said it, but they said, imagine after the match that CM Punk's beating down Seth Rollins and then Becky comes out and then AJ Lee comes out. I was like, whew, that sounds good. But I don't remember who said it, but it's in there.
Yes. Thank you.
Twas I, Corey Michaels. There you go.
Thank you, Corey, for keeping AJ Lee's memory. And he's going to be covering,
if you can't watch the show live or you have to watch it later, he's going to be covering the show for the Wrestling Observer. So there you go. Check that out.
So excited. And I just can't hide it.
Oh, son of a bitch. Peace out, people. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. You can check out all our previous episodes on your favorite podcast platforms or youtube.com/FightfulOverbooked.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See Home Club for details.